Hey, this is Katie Jeter with the Public Affairs Program here on KNDY. This week, I talked with Wayne Cruzy about the Marshall County Arts Cooperative Capital Campaign Fundraiser for the Lee Dam Center for Fine Arts.
So right now, the Marshall County Arts Cooperative is in the middle of a capital campaign to make some improvements to the Lee Dam Center for Fine Art. So the Arts Center is technically part of the city. It's city property, and the city contracts with the Arts Cooperative to manage that building. So the city's in charge of the outside of the building, and we're in charge of the inside. The Arts Center is used a lot, not just for the exhibits, but it's rented a lot, whether that's for meetings or receptions or bridal events, whatever it's used. And in the past couple of years, that usage has increased. So because of that, the floor and the chairs need some attention. So right now we're raising funds to replace the floor in the gallery and to buy new chairs.
There's different ways to donate to the fundraiser.
Well, it's ongoing. And so it's a capital campaign where right now we're asking people, hey, we're looking for money for chairs and the new flooring. So if you'd like to donate $25, that buys a chair. If you'd like to donate $50, that helps us with the flooring. If you'd like to donate $75, that helps us with both. So people can hop on our website, marshallcountyarts.org, and donate with their credit card, or they can come to us and write a check or give us cash on our website, again, marshallcountyarts.org. It gives our contact information, so different ways to find us. So the capital campaign has three parts. One is this right now, if you'd like to donate $25, $50, or $75.
There's also many different ways to help volunteer for the Art Center.
Oh, we're always looking for volunteers. There are so many different ways to be involved. For example, like at a Senior Saturday or any of our receptions, if you're someone who likes to cook or likes to serve, that's one way to be involved. We also have a series of events. So when we host events, we're always looking for people to usher or to take tickets or to greet people or to work backstage. So there are a lot of different things you can do to volunteer. The easiest way, again, you can hop online, marshallcountyarts.org. There's a place to where it says, I want to volunteer, and you can fill out that form. Or you can contact any board member. Board members are listed on the website. Our phone number is on the website. Or you can reach out to me. I'm pretty easy to get a hold of. With my office in the center of town, you can always come to the One Marysville office and see me here, and we'll find a way to put you to work.
There are some future exhibits planned.
We do have a full series of exhibits planned. And there are a wide variety of exhibits. In March, a former graduate of Marysville High School is coming back to town. Her maiden name was Walker, Jill Walker. Now she's Jill Hodson. She takes pieces of flatware, like spoons and forks and knives, and turns them into these beautiful pieces of jewelry. So she's one of the people who's going to be exhibiting. And in the early days of MCAC, so about 15, 16 years ago, one of the artists that we brought was Eric Stearns. He's a potter. And now he is coming back in February. And so he'll be doing some workshops for students and for adults on his potter's wheel. But his work will be displayed as well. Then in April, we have Virgil Penner coming. Virgil's artwork, he's a painter. He kind of reminds me of Thomas Hart Benton. It's kind of that style. But he takes rural scenes and almost characterizes them. They're a little bit exaggerated and bright and full of color. So those are some of the exhibits that we have coming up that I'm really excited about. We also have a Senior Saturday plan for August 23rd. It's called Show and Tell. So we provide breakfast, and then with this theme, seniors, really you define who a senior is, but typically we say that someone over 60, come, and if you want to do show and tell like we did when we were all in kindergarten, you can bring something along as a talking point with your friends and neighbors.
And there are some goals for the Lee Dam Art Center.
Yeah, we've been talking about how the Art Center is used, and usually it's used, or often it's used for big events. And so we've been talking about, for those people who don't want to be in a big crowd, but like who want to be around maybe 10 people. How are we meeting their needs? Are we doing events that are geared to a crowd of 10 or 15 people so that everyone feels welcome, not just people who like being in a big crowd, but being in a small crowd? So that's one of the things we're talking about. And then just talking about other ways that the art center can be used. Like, should it just be open on certain days where you could come in? Like, if you're in downtown Marysville and need a place to hang out for a little bit and need a space to go to, could that space be open?
I would like to thank Wayne Cruzy for being my guest on this weekend's Public Affairs. If you would like to listen again, you can always go to kndyradio.com. Thank you for listening. This has been Katie Jeter with the Public Affairs Program here on KNDY.